You're listening to SBS News.
Science is alive. One of Australia's largest festivals is coming to life across the country for National Science Week, featuring more than 1,000 talks and activities by universities, schools, research institutions, libraries, museums, and science centres.
What do a marine ecologist, a forensic biologist, and an aerospace systems engineer all have in common? They're scientists. And like so many others, these female scientists are using STEM to help shape the world we live in, for right now and for the future. So, how will you science this National Science Week?
Front and centre, there'll be high-voltage experiments, Indigenous astronomy, astrophysics, chemistry, climate change, forensics, future food, drones and dinosaur droppings, just to name a few. Science and Technology Australia Chief Executive Misha Schubert says there's a new push to discover the next generation of talent in the fields of science, technology, engineering and mathematics, also known as STEM.
But if you want to make the world a better place, choosing a study and a career in science, technology, engineering or maths is a powerful way to do that. If we think about the opportunities that science and technology have given our country, breakthroughs in eradicating diseases and life-threatening medical conditions, science gives us the tools to help us navigate the changing climate.
But bubbling underneath the surface are long-existing challenges, a gender gap and a lack of diversity. New research by 3M shows a majority of Australians, 72%, believe there are barriers holding back students and women pursuing education and careers in STEM. Data from the State of Science Index for 2022 shows 86% of Australians agree it's important to increase diversity and inclusion in STEM fields, while 68% of Australians believe underrepresented minorities often do not receive equal access.
We particularly know that we're going to need the talents of all the diversity in Australia's community. So for young people from multicultural and culturally diverse communities, linguistically diverse communities in Australia, we know we need the talents and skills of young women and girls and non-binary people working alongside men and boys in science, technology, engineering and maths. And there are so many brilliant opportunities. Young people who want to pursue a career with great purpose is going to be key to Australia's future.
The State of Science Index is a global benchmarking survey that examines how people in society think about science. Experts say a lot of work and investment is needed to bridge a gap that's previously seen women and girls feel discouraged from pursuing careers in those fields. 17-year-old Georgia Tonkin is an International Earth Science Olympiad participant and a Year 12 student at Merici College, a Catholic school in Canberra. Grade 12 is often the year where many students feel extra pressure, stress and anxiety, contemplating what they're going to do after school and who they want to be.
When I was younger, I never really thought of myself as like naturally good at science. So I didn't really engage all that much. And it wasn't until about like year 8 and 9 that I actually started to like see the connections in real life. And all of a sudden it became so much more like interesting and relevant. And I found I really enjoyed it. And I still do today. In a career, I hope to like pursue something where I can use my knowledge of science, but more importantly, the skills it lends itself to.
It's ambitions like George's that have leaders in the STEM community echoing calls for growth and change to break down cultural barriers that hold back young talent from thinking they could never make it in such an industry. Ms. Schubert says she wants to see more public spokespeople improve visibility and understanding of the industry roles and job titles.
More visible role models of women working in technology and science careers. Those superstars are from a really wide array of culturally diverse backgrounds, and every day when they do outreach into our schools, when they appear on mainstream media outlets, they are changing the picture in the public mind about what it looks like to be a scientist or an engineer or a mathematician or a technologist. And that's really important. It's hard to be what you can't see.
Experts also say some professions are not doing enough to provide publicly accessible resources to educate parents from multicultural backgrounds about the industry and its impact on the world. Georgia says her parents support her scientific ambitions, but that is not always the case of her peers.
My family is like very supportive of my science ambitions, though neither of my parents are particularly fond of science as a subject. So definitely need more women in STEM, as definitely underrepresented in the field, because women have been denied opportunities in STEM for so long. It's sometimes hard to like kind of see a future. Like, obviously there's amazing women out there, but it's still a male dominated field. And I know personality definitely plays a factor, but women tend to feel like intimidated or like not as good as they like should be to be deserving of a spot in STEM. So it's very important to like give young women the confidence to pursue whatever they want. Like, they have the right to as much as anyone else.
So why aren't women entering professions such as engineering, and what needs to happen to change that? Engineers Australia says the country is in the grip of its worst ever engineering skills shortage. First of its kind research by Engineers Australia reveals the biggest reason girls don't choose to study engineering is that they simply don't know what engineering is, citing a vague definition. Engineers Australia chief engineer Jane McMaster says women make up 48% of Australia's workforce, yet account for just 13% of the nation's working engineers. And that statistic needs to change through perception and understanding.
And the most common cited reason for not considering engineering was a lack of awareness of what engineering is and what engineers do. So my one message for young Australians, and particularly females who tend to have lower exposure to engineering, do a little bit of research, because there's almost certainly an engineering role that would be aligned with their interests. Engineering is a very fulfilling, a very rewarding career, and that is often not known by many young Australians.
Federal Minister for Industry and Science, Ed Husic, says the Albanese government is working to close the gender gap and inspire the next generation to be part of the highly skilled STEM sector. He says the government is supporting 35 National Science Week projects with $500,000 worth of funding and striving to address the wider skills shortage challenge.
We've got big skill shortages in the tech sector in this country, which certainly an Albanese Labor government is determined to make headway on. It's why we committed to a goal of 1.2 million tech jobs by 2030. A lot of people would not be aware of the fact that there are more software engineers and designers than there are solicitors, plumbers, hairdressers. This is how big the demand is for those type of skills, but we do need to grow more. We can bring people from various pathways in to grow the number of jobs in the sector, be it new people coming in, young people coming in. Skilled migration has a role to play as well.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.